Hello and welcome back to The Catholic Guide, where we talk about everything that has to do with being Catholic. Today, we're going to be talking about a very, very, a topic that is very, very hard to deal with, and that is how to deal with loss. We're going to be talking about how to deal with grieving, the truth about loss, how to build them a legacy, and how to examine the relationship that you had with them, and how to find life from death. So, through all things we do it for God. And so let's start our day off, or start our service off with prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord God, help us get through the tough times that we may experience from loss. And we hope and pray that eventually these souls will get to heaven. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we just went through All Souls Day. I personally have never experienced loss, or a big loss that I knew personally. So for number one on our agenda is how to... So grieving is okay to an extent. If you grieve too much, it becomes your way of life. You let it control you. If you don't grieve, but you do these other things that I'll list, then you will find happiness in life again. Grieving is not what God intended for our lives, because death is not what God intended. We were born, or we were created, Adam and Eve were created immortal. They were created to live forever in his presence, but through sin we couldn't, and all God wanted was to live with us. All God wanted was for us to be with him. And so that is the truth about loss. All God wanted is for us to be with him, but we sinned. And so now we have the option to choose heaven and to choose hell. And so to look at it that way, that we shouldn't be grieving, because heaven is our final destination, the destination that we were building up to from life. Heaven is what we want from life, what we're trying to gain from life. And so I think often we get caught up in life, and we get caught up in how, oh my gosh, I need to go do this in my life. But we're living here for a destination of heaven, not for our destination of life and life and life and life. Because our whole life is supposed to be built and geared towards a life in heaven. Now, the truth about loss is that not everybody will get into heaven, and I know that's hard to say, and I know that's sad to say, but to examine their life and to say, look, they did some really great things. They were a faithful Catholic, and they lived their life going to confession, receiving the Eucharist, and you say, this is okay. Because I know that even if they have to go to purgatory, I know the type of person they are, and I know that they'll choose heaven. And to not grieve them, but to build a legacy for them. Because there's one thing about grieving, and grieving doesn't do anything. It just builds regret and sadness in your heart. And the same thing with guilt when you sin. It just builds sadness and regret in your heart. So try not to grieve, but try to build a legacy for those that you have lost, because a legacy will last. Grieving won't. Grieving doesn't matter in the end, but a legacy does. For them to be remembered is way more important from you to have regret. And to build this and to work on this, you should look at your relationship with Christ and your relationship with them. And if that relationship isn't good, if that relationship isn't structured good, and you realize, wow, I didn't spend enough time with them, and now that's making me even more sad because now I'm regretting not spending more time with them, you can simply say, now I will build a better relationship with those who are in my life right now, so that this isn't so heavy on me later in my life for other losses that I may experience. So evaluating, using this as an experience and evaluating relationships and saying, wow, I need to work on my relationship with people, because if I don't, then eventually, every single time I lose someone, I'll experience the same loss that I did the first time. I'll experience this same version of myself that I didn't like, but I couldn't control because I lost somebody. And the last thing is finding life from death. I know it's really hard, but through some people's lives, people find life. And that's not necessarily a real life. That's not really necessarily being a new life being born, but it's a spiritual life being born, because spiritual life is just as important as being born yourself. So some people find life through the death of someone's relative. Some people find life through the death of other people that they know. They find spiritual life, not physical life, but spiritual life. They find God through death. And so find a place where in your life where you can find life from death. And don't let death control your life. Let life control your life, and build a legacy for that person that died. I'm just going to use an example. If somebody's sibling died, and that person grieved and grieved and grieved and lived their whole life in regret because they didn't have a good relationship with that person, then they won't be focusing on their faith, and they won't be focusing on building their name up. But if somebody's sibling died or somebody's relative died, and they say, okay, this happened, it's part of life, and I hope and pray and pray. And that's another thing, pray and pray and pray. And if I hope and pray and pray and pray and build a legacy for this person, then maybe they will be remembered, and they will 100% see from purgatory or from heaven that you are trying and that you care, and they will give you relief. And look, and if you look at your relationship and learn from your relationship and build them a legacy and find life from death, you will find it so much easier to cope with death. Because the first time you lose someone that close to you, it can be so hard, and you can grieve so, so much. And then if you don't take the right steps and you just let it destroy you, which the devil does, then it will destroy you again and again and again every time you lose somebody. So don't let death destroy you. Find life from death. Focus on examining your relationships and building better relationships with the people that are still on earth. Pray for them, and they will receive your prayers, and that prayer will help them get into heaven. And examine their life. Say, look, they lived a great life, and I know them, and I know the choice that they'll make, and that choice is heaven. And don't grieve. Grieving to an extent is fine, but there's a fine line between grieving and regret and finding death from death. But our call is to find life from death, not death from death. Because you can internally and spiritually die because of somebody, a relative's death. But you can also internally and spiritually live from a death. So do those couple of things, and then you will feel so much more enriched. And eventually, over time, you will realize that coping is not that hard, because there's a difference. There's a different way to do it, a better way to do it. And that is my message to you today. And so through all things, as we started this, we're going to close this in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, thank you for today, and thank you for every day. We just experienced All Souls Day not too long ago, which is celebrating all the souls that have left us. Celebrating because they have a new journey. That journey is heaven. That journey is eternal praise of you. Help us cope and not grieve. Help us find clarity in death. Help us find life in death. And help us build relationships to be better so that death isn't so hard. Thank you, Lord, for today and every day that you have given us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you so much for watching. I hope you come back for our next video. And I hope that you subscribe and share, because our job is to build the church. And that is what we're doing today. And that is what you are doing by helping us. Thank you so much.